The first bhajan is on page 174, Joe Mangay. The Lord gives whatever is asked from him. He has spread his powers in the four directions and has put his hand on my head. Looking with gracious eyes, he has removed the pain of his servant. Master, who is the Lord, protects his people himself, removing all the bad qualities. The compassionate and forgiving one embraces me. The Lord gives whatever is asked from him. Whatever Guru Nanak the servant speaks from his mouth becomes true here and hereafter. The Lord gives whatever is asked from him. He has spread his power in the four directions. He has put his hand on my head. Looking with gracious eyes, he has removed the pain of his servant. The Lord gives whatever is asked from him. So I had several readings picked out, and they are in a very neat stack at home. But fortunately, Chris and Jeanette have a very complete Santmat library. And part of the drama of the last couple of days is we had a foot of snow up at Shama's. that was only with the graciousness of one of the neighbors who came and removed some of the snow from the driveway. And so yesterday, in preparing to go, it was a lot of work to get out. And even so, the car got stuck on that first big hill going out. And it slid sideways and was at a 45-degree angle to the road. And I was ready to walk back home. And I called him, and he says, "Oh, don't worry." And he came over in his quad, and he says, "We're just going to let most of the air out of the tires." And so they deflated the tires, and we shoveled the snow, and he just drove it right out. And also, we're beginning to discuss the possibility of having a retreat program over perhaps the 4th of July weekend, that time period of Sanchi's passing. And anyone that's interested in hearing more about it or discussing and helping to put it together, we're still determining if there's enough interest. Please feel free to contact Charlotte and I. So anyway, here is the new selection. This is a satsang that Sanchi gave in Nanaimo during his first visit. The masters come for the sinners. The satsang starts off with the hymn, "Now, O God, pull me toward you." This is the bani of Sejobai. The reason for taking the writings of different Mahatmas and saints is to show that all the saints and masters who came in the past gave out one message. Mahatmas make us understand that the God for whom we are searching and who has given life to all of us is one. The God for the American people, the God for the Indian people, and all other people is the same. Mahatmas say that there is only one practice by which we can achieve that God. And that way, that path, is within all human bodies. Up to this time, he has never been achieved from outside the human body, nor will he ever be achieved except in the human body. Guru Nanak says that those who are trying to realize him outside of their human body are making useless efforts and are wasting their time. There's no question of man or woman. It is not that only men can realize God and women cannot. Both men and women can do this devotion. There is no question of caste either. People of all castes can do the devotion of God. Many women have become Mahatmas. Sejobai, Dayabai, Mirabai are among the Muslims. Mahatma Gargi and Rabia Basri, all these people were perfect Mahatmas. That's why Sejobai's bhajan is presented here to you. Sejobai's master was Charandas. She was born in the Rajputana family, and she was a perfect meditator. She initiated many people and made them cross the ocean of life. Mahatmas come in this world carrying much humility with them, and they have only humility. Master used to say, "God has everything except humility. He is the all-owner. To whom should he show his humility?" So now, with very much humility, she is begging God, "O God, pull me toward you and shower grace on me. Only because of your pull can I create the yearning to meet you, and only with your grace and your love and help will I be able to do the devotion." And the hymn continues, "Do not count my bad deeds. Forgive me, so that you will maintain your reputation of forgiving." If the Guru only looked at our bad deeds and bad qualities, he could not forgive us, and for the rest of our lives, we would not be able to come to the satsang nor to get nam from him. Kabir Sahib says, "The saints come into this world as the washermen. The washerman accepts everyone's clothes. He doesn't care if the clothes are from the oil merchant or the baker or the gentleman. But the thing is that the clothes of the baker or the oil merchant will need much more attention, more work, while the gentleman's clothes will be easily washed. But because he is proud of his honest skill, he knows that he can clean everyone's clothes and accepts everyone's clothes. Well, similarly, saints know about the Naam, and they rely on the Naam. They know within whom they will keep that Naam and who will one day go back to Sach Khand. Kabir Sahib says, when Naam dwells in the heart, all sins go away, just as a little bit of fire finishes the heap of hay. Guru Nanak says, we, the worldly people, committed many sins, but when we got the Naam, it worked like fire and burned our sins just like wood is burned by the fire. Kabir Sahib says, even a leper who is meditating on Naam is better than a person whose body is made of gold. And Sejal Bhai also says, ask God, O God, shower grace on me and don't look at my bad qualities. Because now you are concerned about me and you are taking my care. The hymn, age after age, your glory is such. He is sung in the Vedas and Puranas. Now Sejal Bhai says, I am not requesting of you any new thing. The Vedas and the Puranas all bear witness that God is always liberating the sinners. That's why I'm requesting you to liberate me also. Master used to say, the masters always come for the sinners. There was one Udham Singh who was a very famous robber of Maza, and he used to torment the disciples of Master Sawan Singh who were coming to see him, and sometimes he even drowned them in a river. But when he learned of the importance of the saints, he came to the master. He got initiated by him. After that, he used to put a piece of cloth in his mouth and praise the master constantly in front of the Sangat. When Master Sawan Singh would say to him, stop doing that, he would say, let me remove all my sins, because with this mouth I have criticized you a lot. Now let me remove those sins by praising you. In the same way, there's a story of Ajamal. He was the son of a pundit, but he was caught up in adultery and was defamed in the community. As you know, in India, if anyone in a caste is doing bad deeds, they're thrown out of the caste, and the other people in that caste don't have any relationship with him. So that Ajamal was thrown out of his caste, and he was thrown out of his village also. Outside the village, he made a small hut, and he lived there. One perfect Mahatma came there, and he was surprised to find him outside the village. So he came to the hut and asked, what is this? And he told him, well, I am a sinner. This is the hut of Ajaimal, the sinner. I made this mistake in my youth, and people of the community have thrown me out. As you know, the saints are full of power and have many ways to rebuke the souls. They have their own ways of liberating the souls. It is not necessary that they liberate souls only by giving the Naam initiation. If they want, they can liberate souls only by looking at them one time. They have many ways. Because that perfect Mahatma knew that Ajaimal's attention was scattered all over the world. He knew he could not be liberated by giving initiation. He had to use some other means. So he told him, "All right, whatever you have done in the past, that is done. So now let's forget about that. But you will have one son, and you should name him Narayan." And in parentheses it says, Narayan means God. "And your son Narayan will liberate you." Now when that Mahatma told him, "You will have a son and name him Narayan," all the bad thoughts that Ajaimal had, which were scattered in the world, were concentrated on the name Narayan. And he was always thinking of that soul, that son, who was going to come to his home. And he was very grateful to that Mahatma. He always remembered that Narayan. And when eventually his end time came, he was still remembering that Narayan. When the angels of death came to take him and were giving him a very hard time, he cried, "Narayan, O Narayan, come and save me." So Guru Nanak wrote in his Bani of that occasion, "He did the devotion of God, understanding him as his son, repeating the name Narayan, Narayan, and Narayan came to save him. So he did the devotion of God, understanding him as his son, and still God came to liberate him." That's why Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, if you cannot meditate and your mind is not steady, at least you should love the Master. And you can love the Master. The more you think of him, the more you can love him, and the more you will be inclined in his direction. The more you will remember, the more you will become his form. Listen to him. "Your Naam is the liberator of sinners. Hearing this, my mind is determined." Sejabai says, "When I knew that only your Naam can liberate sinners, then I had determination and faith in you and believed in you. After having faith in you, I got Naam from you, and now I am begging you to liberate me because I know that your Naam can remove all my sins. Just as if we put soap or detergent on dirty clothes and all the dirt will be removed. In the same way, Naam removes all of the sins." Tulsi Sahib says, "Rust cannot eat gold. Ants cannot eat iron. The devotee of the Master, whether he be good or bad, Kal cannot accept him, and he cannot go to hell." The hymn, "I am ignorant. You know everything about me. You are all-pervading and all-conscious." Very often, I have said this in satsang, that those who are meditating according to the instructions of the Master, they have never said that their Master or this path is untrue. Because this path is true, and those who are meditating according to the instructions of the Master go back to God. This path leads the soul toward God. Because this path has come from God, and God himself has made this path. Now we praise the Masters, but we understand them only on the human level. As long as we are not doing the meditation, we do not understand them as more than human beings. Those who have gone within never ask any question of their Master, because they know that he is the all-conscious one. What question should I ask of him who knows everything? Bhat, a disciple, says to Guru Arjan, "We are illiterate and foolish and have no good qualities. because we left your nectar, the nam. We ate the poison. And what are the poisons? The poisons are the worldly pleasures. He said, we learned about your good path. When we came to your good path, we understood about you, and the fear of the angel of death was removed. Sejo Bhai says here, I am asking you, even though you know everything about my heart. And the hymn, I have taken refuge at your lotus feet, O merciful and compassionate master. Now Sejo Bhai says, I have only the support of your lotus feet, and now you have to be gracious. You have to shower grace on me. Now only you can help me. Guru Nanak Sahib says, if the gracious saint, the merciful one, showers grace on your soul, even critics can be liberated along with the dear ones. Folding my hands, I beg you, please accept me and let me sit in your lap. Now Sejo Bhai says, folding my hands, I am begging of you and I am praying to you, please take me into your lap. Let me sit in your lap so that I may know that I am sitting in my Father's lap. I have come to the door, O Supreme Being, Satpurush. I do not have any good qualities. Now, even after reaching Satchkhand, how much humility does Sejo Bhai have? She says, I don't have any good qualities. All the good qualities are in you, and I am full of the faults. Kabir Sahib says, always sit at the door. Sit at the door of the saints, even though you are pushed away from there and are always thrown out. Still, you should be attached to that place. And then the hymn continues, all the wealthy people are unhappy. Poor people are the form of unhappiness. Sejo Bhai says, sadhus who have known the secret of the unique path are the truly happy ones. So now Sejo Bhai gives a beautiful example to make us understand that it is not by collecting worldly wealth that we can get happiness and peace. She says, the more you have worldly wealth, the more you collect money, the more you will become restless and the less happiness and peace you will have. She also says if you have collected 100, you will want to collect thousands and then millions. And if you have collected millions, then you will want to collect billions. And that way your mind will lose all peace and happiness. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, only the desires of man keep him a pauper. On the other hand, Sejo Bhai says, the people who do not have any wealth, they are not happy because in the evening they don't have any food to eat or any shelter. They have become the form of unhappiness, but neither the wealthy man nor the poor man is happy. Only those who have got the knowledge of the saints and the knowledge of God are happy. Tulsi Sahib also says, some are unhappy because of their mind. Some are unhappy because of their bodies. Everybody has one or another kind of suffering. But only the servant who is doing the meditation is happy. Guru Nanak Sahib says, O Nanak, all this world is suffering. Only they are happy who have the Naam as their refuge. Neither in reading nor in arguing is there happiness. Sejo says, sadhus who have made the third plane their abode are the only happy ones. So neither the learned man nor the illiterate ones are happy, because by reading all kinds of knowledge, We get the habit of arguing and debating. And there is no happiness and there's no peace in debating and arguing. Neither the illiterates are happy, but only those who have contacted God, those whose connection is made with God. They are the truly happy ones. I have had the opportunity to see many learned men and attend many meetings. I have seen that if any learned man is giving some speech or lecture, the other people who are sitting there also get something from within, and then they want to speak. And if they don't get the opportunity to speak, they go away with anger in their mind. Hazur Maharaji used to say, to come to Sant Mat, even a person with a master's degree has to become a child of 5 years old. And Guru Nanak says, even if you read a million tons of paper, even then your mind will not get any peace. Those who are remembering the name Gobind, the name of God, they can have peace. So there is no question of reading or illiteracy. Those who are doing meditation, only they can have peace. This is an excerpt from November 1978, Santbani, and it's a chapter from The Light of Kripal. Old clutching, there must be some definite purpose. This is one of my favorite chapters in that book. Master, how do you prevent the habit of clutching during meditation? So what should a beggar do who sits at the door of a donor? He should wait. It is all a gift, no compensation for anything you have, nothing. What you get is a sheer gift. He may or may not give. It is all his grace. Sit at the door and wait. Wait and see. Clutching will be over. Clutching is businesslike. Oh, this has not come. You have not given me this thing. You have not given me that thing. But you have no claim to that. Whatever is given is sheer grace, a gift in return for effort on our part. It is a gift, is it not? With that understanding, clutching will be over. It's very simple. Do you follow now how clutching should be overcome? You simply sit at the door and wait. That's all. Yours is only to sit at the door, quite cut off from all outside things, nothing else. And then the question, well, Master, we must learn this, yes? What learning? Is any educational career involved? When a donor gives, it is at his mercy. You have to come to the door, that's all. Who are those who get it? Those who come to the door. Those who do not come to the door, then what? If the children, one on that side and one on the side, hardly come to the door, but are dragged outside then, I think they will be the last men to be given, is it not? And moreover, when you sit at the door, your purpose should be very clear. Why have you come to the door? Are you after having some of the worldly things or the things of the other world? You must be clear. If you sit at the door with any definite purpose, you will have everything you see. You will have even worldly things, those things which belong to the other world also, and God himself. But you should sit at the door with a quite definite view of what you want. Do you sit at the door with that purpose in view? Perhaps you have heard the name of Majnu. He was in love with one princess, Lila. The princess used to distribute alms on a certain day, and one day he stood there in line. All had their bowls, and she put something in them, passing on. When his turn came, she struck the bowl in his hand, and it broke. He was enjoying this. "Oh, this is very strange," people said. "Your bowl has been broken, and you were enjoying. Why is this? What has happened? Do you follow what is meant?" And the disciple says, "Not exactly." Master says, "Try to follow. There is nothing short for those who sit at, go to his door with anything they want sincerely. There you can have worldly things. You can have the things of the other world. And if you want God, he will give you. He will give you himself too. But you must have some purpose in view." So others came to Lila wanting worldly things. Well, she gave them. When Majnu came up and was after only Lila, not worldly things, she broke the bowl, saying, "Well, what you want cannot come in this bowl. So sit at the door with some definite purpose. Go all alone, not dragging children or friends or gold or evil thoughts. He is all alone. He wants everybody to come alone, bringing not even his body. Don't feel the body, nor the intellect. Sit at the door. How much does it cost? Is it not simple? When you go to beg at someone's door, you have some purpose in view." I'm going to conclude with a couple other short readings. This is from the fourth circular letter on receptivity. Victory over the mind and senses is victory over the world. One who can contain himself by controlling the mind is the greatest hero and the bravest of the brave. If this is achieved, lapses in words and deeds will take care of themselves and will automatically go down. Another thing worth noting is the difficulties and obstacles met with by the practitioners. These are in main due to a lack of carefree relaxation in practice. Sometimes there is consciousness of the pranas, respiration, which supply the fulcrum to the mind and set it wool gathering. Ignore the pranas as we ignore them in our daily activities. Again, most of the dear ones crave for spectacular results and complain of slow progress. But be it known that time factor is an essential element, and it differs with different individuals depending on so many factors. Each one's background, mental development, present environment, and the degree to which receptivity has been developed. The spiritual path is an arduous uphill journey, and it requires steadfast patience and perseverance. Slow and steady wins the race in the long run. So the master power is more anxious to pull us up than we are prepared to repose in him. He knows our needs more than we do and is ever ready to extend his helping hand to us if we care to grasp it. Instead of completely giving ourselves to the healthier, higher, and holier influence coming from above, we remain, for the most part, hidebound or mind-ridden, and thus we stand in the way of the divine power, which comes down like a gentle dove if we are but ready to receive him. On the contrary, we stand between God and ourselves and keep surveying the process of withdrawal instead of engaging in the spiritual practices with all our heart and mind and soul. This is February 78, Sampani, page 30. When you are sitting, first sit correctly. Once you have taken any position, don't move at any cost. It is the work of our mind to disturb us in meditation. Either he will make you feel like stretching in the body, or he will tell you to get up early. He is always going to disturb you in your meditation. Kabir Sahib said, the mind is such a thing that first it brings in the inspiration within us to do the devotion, and then after we begin, it tells us to leave it. And then we start thinking what we are going to do later. This is the way the mind is keeping us in the state of neither doing the devotion nor leaving the devotion. Many times I have said this thing, right from the beginning, when you sit for meditation, you should fix your gaze right in the center of the eyes. And after that, you should not move it up or down, you see. When we are thinking, if we think anything of the world, then also our attention goes right into the eye center, because our mind and soul are tied together. Whatever thinking or whatever mental activity we are doing, that happens only in front of the eye center. So we people do not understand this. If we did, we would see that this practice which we have been given is actually very easy. It is simple and natural, because we are very deeply connected to the eye center. And without exerting any pressure and without making any effort, our attention goes right to that place. So we should always continue on with our struggle. If you are trying to throw out the enemy from your home, or you are trying to control your enemy, naturally he will rebel. Kabir has said, in this world, nobody is an enemy of anybody. Then only the mind is the enemy, who is residing in everybody. The tape is from 1984, May 5th, in San Bertin at Sampani.
O Paramatma, Sabda Ik Hai, O Sabda Data Hai, Sabda Badshah Hai.
Whenever God wants to liberate the world, or whenever God creates the desire and yearning within anyone to do his devotion, he brings such souls in the contact of the Master, that human pole within whom the power of God is working. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the power which works in the body of the saints is more than a power, because we can measure the power, but the thing which works in the body of the saints cannot be measured. It is something worth experiencing. Such saints and Mahatmas, within whom such power of God is working, they come in this world and they tell us that whether one is Hindu or Muslim, whether one is the resident of America or India or any other country, God is one for everyone and he is within everyone.
Paramatma jinna atma te daya karda hai, unna nu unna Mahatma di sangat aur sobh de vich lyaunda hai. O sant Mahatma, Malik de pyare ਬੱਚੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਰਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਰਹਿਮਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਰਹਿਮਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਸਮਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਨ.
ਗੋਡ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗਸ ਦੋਸ ਸੋਲਸ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੰਟੈਕਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ, ਦ ਬਿਲੋਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਔਨ ਹੂਮ ਹੀ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਸ਼ਾਵਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ. And saints are the ocean of grace, ocean of mercy, and graciously they connect us with the Shabad Naam. And by their grace and guidance and mercy, we go back to our real home and they make us absorbed in that sweet Naam.
Aap de agge Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj da shabd rakhya janda hai. Aap samjhaunde hai ke sare jag nu jeevan den wala oh Parmatma ik hai. ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਨਾ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਹੀ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ.
A hymn of Guru Amar Dev Ji is presented to you. He says that there is one God who is the giver, who is the giver of life to everyone, and He is within all of us. Up until now, those who have realized Him have done so by going in the within, and in the future also those who want to realize Him will have to go in the within.
Maru mahala tija panna 1045 jag jeevan saacha eko data gur seva te shavad pachata jag jeevan saacha eko data gur seva te shavad pachata eko amar eka patshai jug jug sirkar banai.
Hun aap kende jis parmatma ne sanu janam ditta hai oh sada sab da data hai badshah hai. ਸਭ ਕਾਇਨਾਤ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਦ ਪਛਾਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ? ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੋਭਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ. ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਬਲਬ ਫਿਊਜ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਉਸਦੇ ਥਾਂ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇੱਕ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਬੂਟਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਰੇ ਭਰੇ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he says that God who has given birth to all of us is our giver, is our emperor, is the supreme king. But when can we realize him, when can we see him? Only after going in the company of the saints and mahatmas, and only after doing according to what the masters tell us, only after molding our life according to the instructions of the master, we can go in the within and see Almighty Lord. He says that it is just like replacing the bulb. One bulb fuses and in his place another bulb is installed, and that also goes on giving the light. In the same way, one Mahatma may initiate you, and after he leaves this physical body, after he leaves this physical plane, another Mahatma may come and he may inspire you to do the meditation, to renew the thing which the previous Mahatma has put within you.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਿਸ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ, ਕਿਸ ਮੁਲਕ ਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਜਦ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੁਲਕ, ਸਾਰੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ, ਪਸ਼ੂ ਪੰਛੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੁਆਇਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ. ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਐਸੀ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ? ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਾਤ ਨਾ ਪੁੱਛੋ ਸਾਧ ਕੀ, ਪੁੱਛ ਲੀਜੀਏ ਗਿਆਨ, ਮੁੱਲ ਕਰੋ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਕਾ, ਪੜਾ ਰਹਿਣ ਦਿਓ ਮਿਆਨ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ when we go to the master, we should not think that to which religion he belongs or from which country he has come. Because when God has created all the human beings, when he has even created the birds and animals, and when he has created all different places, when he does not fall in duality, why should we fall in duality? Kabir Sahib also says that we should not pay any attention to the caste or creed or color of the Mahatma. We should always look at his qualities. We should not pay any attention to the cover. We should always pay attention to the sword.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si ge ke assi koi sadhu de naal khana nahi khana, koi rishta nata nahi karna, ehta shabd naam da bhed lena hai. Kabir Sahib jati jalahyan de andar paida hoye si ge, Rajput raja ne aap nu aake guru taran kita. Isse tarah Ravidas ਚਮਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਛਤਰੀ ਰਾਜਪੂਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਧਾਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸਡ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਈਟ ਅਵਰ ਮੀਲਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਮੇਕ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ. ਅਵਰ ਜੋਬ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਜਸਟ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਸੋ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਪੇ ਐਨੀ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਵਿਚ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਔਰ ਟੂ ਵਿਚ ਕਾਸਟ ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ. ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਆਫ ਵੀਵਰ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੀਵਰ ਬਾਏ ਕਾਸਟ, ਬਟ ਈਵਨ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਰਾਜਪੂਤ ਕਿੰਗਸ came and became his disciple. In the same way, Mahatma Ravidas was born in the family of the cobblers, a very low caste, but very many great Rajput kings came and became his disciples.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji khatri karane de andar paida hoye sige, unhan ne ik ਛੋਟੀ ਜਾਤੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਰਦਾਨੇ ਮਰਾਸੀ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਜੱਟ ਸੀ ਸੰਧੂ ਬਾਲਾ, ਜਿਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੀ ਲੋਕ ਆਲੋਚਨਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਰਾਹੀਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਛੂਤ ਛਾਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਔਰ ਸੰਤ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੇਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਾਹਰ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਲੰਮੀਆਂ ਚੌੜੀਆਂ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹਰ ਜਾਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਾਤ ਪਾਤ ਪੁੱਛੇ ਨਾ ਕੋ, ਹਰ ਕੋ ਭਜੇ ਸੋ ਹਰ ਕਾ ਹੋ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਟ੍ਰੇਡਰਸ, ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਈ ਕਾਸਟ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਟੁੱਕ ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ ਪਰਸਨ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਟੁੱਕ ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਬਾਲਾ ਸੰਧੂ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਰਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ। ਇਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਡੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਮਚ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਕਾਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਗ੍ਰੀਡ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ, ਐਂਡ ਔਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਲੈਵਲ ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਦ ਬਾਲਾ ਐਂਡ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਕੰਸੀਡਰ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਵਨ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਬਿਲੋਂਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਾਈ ਕਾਸਟ ਹਾਈ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ, ਐਂਡ ਬਾਲਾ ਐਂਡ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਵੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਟਰੈਵਲਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਬੀਂਗ ਅਕੰਪਨੀਡ ਬਾਈ ਬੋਥ ਬਾਲਾ ਐਂਡ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਪੇ ਐਨੀ ਅਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਕਾਸਟ, ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਆਸਕ ਐਨੀ ਬਡੀਜ਼ ਕਾਸਟ ਔਰ ਕ੍ਰੀਡ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਬਿਲੋਂਗ ਟੂ ਗੋਡ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਔਨ ਦੈਮ, ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਲੋਰਡ।
ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਭਰ 'ਚੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਛੂਤ ਛਾਤ ਸੀਗੀ। ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਹਰ ਜਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣ ਲਾਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਔਰ ਰਾਜਪੂਤ ਲੋਕ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸਨ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਹੋਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਅੱਛੀਆਂ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਰਹਿਣੀ ਬਹਿਣੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵਿਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਜਾਤੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਠਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਉਦੋਂ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਛ ਫਰਕ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਇਨ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਕਾਸਟ ਵਾਸ, ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਕਾਸਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਇਨ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਇਨ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਹੂ ਮੇਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਾਸਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਲੀਜਨਸ ਸਿਟ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਈਟ ਦ ਮੀਲਸ। ਪੀਪਲ ਮੈਨੀ ਪੰਡਿਤਸ ਹਾਈ ਕਾਸਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰਾਜਪੂਤਸ ਦੇ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਅਰ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਗੁੱਡ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਯੂਅਰ ਆਲ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ, ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਗੁੱਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮੇਕ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਸਿਟ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਈਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵੇ ਯੂ ਟ੍ਰੀਟ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਅਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਐਕਸੈਪਟੇਬਲ।
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜੁਗਾਂ ਜੁਗਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਈ, ਕੋਈ ਉਸਨੇ ਵੰਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਈ, ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਲੇਵਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾਇਆ ਗਾ।
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਏਜਸ ਐਂਡ ਏਜਸ, ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਫਾਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ, ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਫਾਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਕਾਸਟ, ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਪੁੱਟ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਲੇਬਲ ਔਨ ਐਨੀਵਨ।
ਇਹ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਫਿਰਕੇ ਬਣਾਏ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਏ ਹੈ, ਜਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਹੈ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਹੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਈਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਮੇਡ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਲੀਜਨਸ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਰ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਔਰ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਲੀਜਨਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਫਾਰ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੋਡ।
ਏਕੋ ਅਮਰ ਏਕਾ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਜੁਗ ਜੁਗ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਬਣਾਈ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਦਾ ਸਲਾਮਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੀ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਬਦਲਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ। ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਰਾਤੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬੈਸਰਾਏ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰੂਲਸ, ਹੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਡ, ਹੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਗੈਟਸ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਡ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸ। ਲਾਸਟ ਨਾਈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਹਿਸ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਸ ਦੀ ਵਾਇਸਰੋਇਸ, ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ, ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਵਨ ਸੇਂਟ, ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੇਂਟ।
Eko amar eka patishahi Jug jug sirkar banai Sujan nirmal jin aap pachata Ape aai milia sukh data
आप कहने लगे कौन निर्मल है कौन प्योर है जिन्हें अपने आप की पछाण कर ली है। आप कहने लगे अपने आप की असी उदो पछाण करते हैं जो अपनी आत्मा दे तो अस्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण तिन्ने पड़दे ला के दसवें द्वार दे विच पहुंच जाने हैं। उत्थे जाके अपने आप की पता लगता है कि मैं कौन हाँ। आप कहने लगे फिर वह परमात्मा जिहड़ा है खुद ही सानू आके मिल लेंदा है जो असी अपने आप नू प्योर और पवित्र कर लेने हैं।
Now he said that who are the most clear ones, who are the most pure ones? Only those who have realized, only those who have recognized their own selves. When do we realize our own selves? Only when we remove all the three covers from our soul. And after removing the three covers from our soul, when we reach the Swadwar, only then we become the pure ones, only then we become the most clear ones. And when we reach the Swadwar and realize ourselves, only when we come to know that who we are, then God comes and meets us. Those who become the pure ones, those who realize their own selves, they do not need to go and find God. God Himself comes to see them.
Param Pita Kripal kehnde hunde sige ki Parmatma da milna aukha nahi, insaan da banna aukha hai.
Supreme Father Kripal used to say that it is not difficult to realize God. It is difficult to become a man.
सावर ने बेशक कितना ही परमात्मा की खोज की संतान की खोज की लेकिन बाबा जैमल सिंह ने खुद उन्होंने जाके पालिया सीगा।
नो मैटर हाउ मच बाबा सावन सर्व्ड सर्च्ड फॉर गॉड नो मैटर हाउ मच ही सर्च्ड फॉर गॉड बट इट वॉज बाबा जैमल सिंह हिमसेल्फ It was Baba Jamal Singh who himself went and searched for Savan Singh.
इससे तरह परमपिता कृपाल दी सावर ने खुद चोन की ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਹਰੀ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ 7 ਸਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਣ ਲੱਗ ਗਏ ਸਨ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਪਾਲ ਵਾਸ ਚੋਜ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ 7 ਇਅਰਸ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਹੀ ਮੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਹਿਸ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਇੰਟਰਨਲੀ।
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਹ ਗਰੀਬ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਪਾਲ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਖੁਦ ਇਹ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਚੋਣ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਦਿਆ ਦਾ ਮੀਂਹ ਬਰਸਾਇਆ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ ਤਪਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਠਾਰਿਆ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦਿਸ ਪੂਅਰ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਇਵਨ ਹੀਅਰ ਆਫ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਅੰਡਰਗਰਾਊਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਵੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੂ ਸਰਚਡ ਫਾਰ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਬਾਈ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਮੇਡ ਦ ਰੇਨ ਆਫ Peace shower on me, and he cooled on my heated heart.
Closing bhajan is on page 263. Jivana Safala Banale Bande. O man, make your life successful. That which you have considered as your home is in fact an inn. The world is an unsteady fair. One comes, one goes. Not even the body goes with you, O the one who is intoxicated with Maya. Serve the poor, the suffering, the weak ones. Fill this bag with the diamonds and the pearls of the Nam of the Lord. Earn as much Nam as you can in this life. Not only the saints, even the great sinners got liberated. All those who took refuge at his feet crossed over in a moment. Selflessly do the deeds. Love God. He who uttered the Nam of the Master crossed the ocean of life. Repeat the Simran of the Master so that you may be liberated. O Ajaib, Kripal is with you. Pay a little attention. O man, make your life successful.
जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे जीवन सफल बना ले, जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे, जीवन सफल बना ले। जिसको तूने घर समझा है, ये है एक सराए, यह जग चला चली का मेला, एक आए एक जाए। जिसको तूने घर समझा है, ये है एक सराए, जह जग चला चली का मेला, एक आए एक जाए। साथ नहीं जाती काया तक, माया के मतवाले, जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे, जीवन सफल बना ले। दीन दुखी और दुर्बल जन की, कर ले सेवा कर ले, राम नाम के हीरे मोती इस झोली में भर ले। दीन दुखी और दुर्बल जन की, कर ले सेवा कर ले, राम नाम के हीरे मोती इस झोली में भर ले। कमा सके जितना जीवन में, उतना नाम कमा ले, जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे, जीवन सफल बना ले। संत जना की बात छोड़ दे, महा अधम तक तर गए, जो भी चरण शरण में आए, पल में पार उतर गए। संत जना की बात छोड़ दे, महा अधम तक तर गए, जो भी चरण शरण में आए, पल में पार उतर गए। करनी कर निस काम भाव से, प्रभु से प्रीत लगाले, जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे, जीवन सफल बना ले। भवसागर से पार हो जाता, जिसने गुरु का नाम पुकारा, सिमरन गुरु का रट ले बंदे, हो जाए तेरा छुटकारा। भवसागर से पार हो जाता जिसने गुरु का नाम पुकारा। सिमरन गुरु का रट ले बंदे हो जाए तेरा छुटकारा। गुरु कृपाल तेरे संग अजायब थोड़ा ध्यान लगा ले जीवन सफल बना ले बंदे जीवन सफल बना ले।
He who uttered the Nam of the Master crossed over the ocean of life. Repeat the Simran of the Master so that you may be liberated. O Ajaib, Kripal is with you. Pay a little attention. O man, make your life successful. This is a brief sentence from the prior reading. So you must be clear. If you sit at the door with any definite purpose, you will have everything you see. You will have even the worldly things, those things which belong to the other world, and also God Himself. But you should sit at the door with a quite definite view of what it is you want. Do you sit at the door with this purpose, with this view?